So you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. That's right, Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Just search for us and you'll be able to watch live and drop your comments. And if you're dropping a comment on any story, please make sure that they come in right on time while we're still on those stories or such stories so we can take them. So we don't go back and forth, you know, while treating other stories. Let's start with the inside page of the Punch newspaper, page 4. It's a spread here, page 4 and 5. Lagos traders protest shooting of businessmen. Killer cop, celebrator disappear.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Yes, this is a reflection of the malaise that has inflicted us, the new sickness, sickness of the head, sickness of the mind that has invaded us. Is what has led to this tragedy. What is the sickness? Let me give you a brief background. So, okay, so this gentleman wants to celebrate his party of some sort somewhere in Ikpaja. This is trying to filter all the various stories that you had there, you know. And as usual, somebody wanted to show he's a big boy, you know, big guy, and so on and so forth, and comes in with one or two policemen armed. Armed. We'll get to that. In fact, we might need to devote a whole program to this issue of police escorts. But so the escort comes in. Now, the celebration is on. I saw a video, you know, money was being thrown in the usual manner, irresponsible manner at that. And then all of a sudden, what the sources are claiming here is that the inspector or whoever he was or whoever he is wanted to give a gun salute. I've seen that happen many times. Yeah. At social functions, you know, he wants to give a gun salute in an enclosure. Okay, so in a bit, so he frees his weapon, and in a bit to aim it upstairs, his hand mistakenly, that's the story we're hearing, touched the trigger, and now we have two people dead. The family of the deceased, may God bless his soul, and I sympathize with them, they suspect that there could be some kind of sabotage that may be. There was a conspiracy between whoever organized the party and the police to get the guy killed. But I don't think so, because I don't think it would have been done in a brazen and public manner. But guess what? The policeman is on the run. Now, so I sympathize with the family. I sympathize with all those involved. But it leads us to a general malaise that needs very, very quick attention before a majority of us end up in the North House. This idea, and we've been saying this over and over again, this idea of police escort, escorting individuals, 2, 3, 4, 5 policemen. Then at some parties, they give a gun salute. This imbecilic idea, this juvenile idea, this completely mad idea that has gotten to us, especially to some of our elite, has to be, is no longer nipped in the bud, but it has to be crushed totally. I have decided from today, if I go to any function and there's a big man in the hall, and there's a policeman with a weapon beside him, I'm going to walk out of that party, but I will tell him before I'm going that I'm walking out because of this man that you brought here. What has brought us to this kind of irresponsibility? The other day we had somebody, jerry cans of fuel. Is there something wrong with us? If you look at the social media, for God's sake, you will know that it's, you see the kind of foods that people eat in the midst of poverty, the kind of the dancing, what they wear, the phones they carry. Some of them are identifiable, some of them don't even have any known source of income. And this madness continues. I wonder why it has been difficult for the police authorities to do the right and sensible thing and stop providing escorts to individuals. Stop providing escorts. But if the police won't do it, we must do something. What I'm calling on all of us to do today, what I'm begging you to do today, is if any VIP walks in, you know, if he's not like a governor or whatever, and even with the governor, he should keep his weapon, people, weaponized security outside or concealed. Do not put your life in jeopardy for the hypes of people who want to do if only Mama could see me now. Because that is what it's all about. It's all about security.
Right.
It's all about bluffing. And now we have two young men dead. You know, the especially this trader, apparently he was well known in Computer Village. You know, he had done so well, and his life is snuffed out. And he wasn't even the culprit. He just attended the party. He was stray bullet. At least that's the story that we're hearing. The police have to produce this man.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that he will disappear and not be found. But I'm calling on all of us, please, let us all get together and stop this what I will call anomaly.
The funny thing is, we have private security firms, and yet the Nigerian police, they keep ridiculing that name, Nigerian police, by being available to the highest bidder. Because even you see small boys.
Yes.
Small boys.
Yes. Small Yahoo boys have 2, 3, 4 police escorts, musicians, everybody. I mean, for crying out loud. I don't even like, look, this new security thing, I don't subscribe to it if I had my way, including, because even the private ones are gradually becoming a nuisance. A man walks in with about 5 hefty-looking men, mean-looking, wearing dark glasses, and you don't know who he is. Mm. He thinks you know who he is, but you don't know who he is.
You don't know who he is.
All these people are nobodies.
You don't know who he is.
They want to prove a point. All these people are nobodies. I mean, I've once traveled with Dangote. Dangote and myself were the only 2 people in the business class of that aircraft. And I didn't know he was one. I didn't know. I'm telling you in all honesty, by the time we got to immigration, we were coming in from the UK. By the time we got to immigration, he queued like everybody. Well, there was nobody in front of him, but he joined the queue. I didn't see any protocol or whatever. It was when he turned and he was leaving that it occurred to me that that's Aliko. All these nobodies, that's who they are. All these nobodies want to show, you throw money at the floor, you dance on top of it, you do all kinds of things, you break champagne bottles. There was a video I saw in the lounge.
Hmm.
They broke a whole carton of champagne on the floor in celebration without drinking it new.
And you look at that.
I mean, and these are the I
look
still,
at that.
I am going to bring Captain Blade Black. We need to take a look. You ask yourself, is it 150,000, 200,000 lace, 800,000 human hair, phone costing 1 million? Where is all this coming from?
Question.
And then all of a sudden, there's something wrong. This is only Mama Kusimi's house. You look at the plate of the food there, you ask yourself, what is all this? What is all this? How this would occur? Sometimes you even travel.
Hmm.
Father, mother, 3 children, all in upper class that sometimes cost as much as 2.5, 3 million per person.
Hmm.
Showing off. This thing is going to sink this country. We are gradually becoming a completely failed state the way we are going. It's a very unfortunate incident. The ramifications are much more than this ordinary story of people protesting. We must put a stop
to
this.
You know what? I kept thinking. I just kept thinking while you were just while you were talking. Like, I think the best way to look at it is to bring a psychologist, a shrink, to try and dissect this issue. Because while you were talking, I was trying to extrapolate and look at how, when you talk of government can be very wasteful. A counselor can have special advisor, then bring it down to the people that are not in government. They too can be very wasteful by bringing a carton of champagne bottles, not drinking it, just breaking it for no reason. Somebody can be very wasteful by trying to show off.
Like,
we had that conversation this morning about parents just trying to show off by buying expensive toys for their kids. Expensive phones and gadgets just to show off. Just to say amongst their class, my son, the iPad that he's using. Okay, so what has that done now? That you have mentioned that your son uses iPad.
The truth is, over time, there has been the social revolution. The Boy Squatters people have moved to the main house. So they won't know how to behave. And they almost always show, if only Mama could see me now, that if only Mama could see me now means that, had it been Mama is alive, she would have seen how much money I have now. They must show it. And that is where you need to start the fight against crime.
Exactly.
Because the people who commit some of these crimes are not doing it out of hunger. They're not doing it for money to feed. They're doing it for money to show off. That's what it is. There's been a social revolution. When some of us were shouting way back 10, 15 years ago that this era of free money being available through corrupt practices It's good to generate into something, whatever. People didn't quite understand.
Now we have it. Yeah.
Now, the next phase they're going to have in another 5 years is bad enough now. In another 5-10 years, the people at the helm of governance in this country across the board could be people of doubtful character.
Zero financial literacy.
Yes.
Zero.
Yes. How does a man if it's not some level of insanity,
yeah,
how do you go to the market,
uh-huh,
to go and buy a gun, a toy gun, to load money inside and shoot it? It's like one time they were selling fireworks for about 150, 200, only one at the Dumota. They call it something bomb. So I said to myself, how do I buy one thing and light it? Boom, and I'm happy. We don't know the value of money. There was a black American who did something on, I think, TikTok, and they were saying something about how black people always do the things, we buy the things that we don't need.
We don't need.
You know, it's a receptionist in an office who is on 40, 50,000 naira, but buys an iPhone of almost 1 million naira and can't even use 90% of what the phone... The reason why the phone is expensive is for use by professionals, photographs and so
on. There are reasons why all that person
will do with the phone is just to take SMSs and WhatsApp.
Make calls, take pictures.
Watch all these funny things on YouTube.
That's it.
But it has become a disease. It's become a disease. And if we don't face it, the next leader of this country must take this country on hands-on. And believe you me, I don't mean to say it, but I've been pushed to the wall. He would have to go that extra mile, extrajudicial if need be, to whip us into line. You can't do this kind of thing, to the best of my knowledge, in Rwanda. Everybody now in Rwanda has been whipped into line so that it's now become part of their character. Walk. Our own character is play.
Play. And make money.
With the level of unemployment and the downturn in our economy, what you see doesn't reflect what you really get. And it's going to get worse when you have people ready to poo-poo in public and make a sandwich out of it. Excuse me for, I mean, there's something wrong.
Honest.
I mean, you wasted this guy. So for me, if I go to any function, any big man shows up, with any armed whatever, you know, and I will just quietly walk out and tell him I'm leaving because of you. All of us need to come together and condemn this act. And condemn it.
Lola says, it has gotten so bad. Lola is on YouTube, by the way. Lola says, it has gotten so bad with the security gone mad that you cannot even move around the state in peace without having somebody in uniform branding a gun.
Yes.
And someone else said that I was almost knocked off by a police person. I mean, people's experiences here on YouTube, really.
Sheriff, can we promise that we will have a session back to back?
Maybe
we should have some kind of summit, 8 to 9. I will donate my own 9 to 10, so we can have a 2-hour joint this thing and try to get to the core of this and raise some campaign against it, because it is going to ruin this country. That is the attraction to crime.
That's right.
And you heard the song, you want to jump, bam, you want to be like the big boys.
Yes.
You know, and it will ruin any country. It will ruin any society.
David on YouTube says democracy has not been a blessing, but rather it has been backwards. Is it a problem with democracy?
You know, coming from my own background, of course, there's a problem with them. I regret fighting for democracy, only to see what we are producing. Some of us were in the trenches. I regret ever fighting for. In all honesty, but I'm not saying I preferred military government over the democratic government. I'm not allowed to say that. But if I look at my own life, I had much more peace of the mind when there was military government than what we have now. Yeah. What we have now is not democracy. What we have now is total madness.
Do you know that it's so
total
mad?
Madness.
It's so mad that people even go as far as borrowing money
just now,
to show off on social media.
Yes.
They hire money. The day I learned that, I was blown away.
Do you know people, when you see ladies and men in these videos, most of them, some of the clothes are hired. They hire clothes from what do you call it, from from laundry. What do you call this?
Boutique, Sabi.
No, not boutique. Boutique. From washman, laundry.
Dry cleaners.
Yes.
Oh wow.
They hire clothes. They hire trinkets. They hire shoes. I am sure they even hired the phone. Oh, but make I borrow this phone now at the go party and bring it back home. There's something wrong with us. But if we don't, and I maintain again, if we don't put a hold on this thing, it will sink us. It will sink us. Babe. It will sink us. If you look at TikTok, I'm sorry to extend this, but this is quite important. If you look at TikTok, for example, look at what other countries' videos, look at the Nigerian videos. It's unimaginable.
Right. Let's stay with the punch. We're going to go to page 2 now, away from page 4 and page 5. Let's go to page 2. Drug test. NMA backs NDLEA. NBA demands legal backing.
I also back NDLEA on that. I think that our leaders... But if they do drug tests, yawa go gaso. there will be problems. Yawa go gaso. But and trust it's and of course it's Marwa, you know. I hope Marwa does get the chance to run this country one day. But don't let me campaign for him yet. But I believe so. Our lawyers are saying it's not in our books, it's not in our constitution. The laws don't support that. But must we do everything completely by the law? Sometimes let's go the extra mile, because we're a peculiar country and therefore we should be run by peculiar rules. If we believe that we have a problem with the sanity of some of our leaders and we suspect that maybe some of them are on one high or the other, I don't see anything wrong. In any case, let us even put this before our leaders, that before you come talk to us, you sacrifice yourself and go for a test. And let's see the result. Walk up to NDLEA and say, in support of a better Nigeria,
right,
I want my people to know that my head correct, that I am sane. Our leaders should start making such sacrifices. Walk up to NDLEA and say, Marwa, tell your people to come and test me, just to make sure, say, my head is correct. And let's start that kind of movement.
Declare your asset publicly before you even get it.
Declare your asset publicly. But you see, the major culprit in all this is the people. Some people don't need to declare their assets. You know, you can see it. Yet you gather around them, you push them. Some people don't need to declare their assets. It's visible there for you to see. Even the blind can feel it. But it's our people. We have a tolerance for these things. Indeed, we pray, crave, beg God to give us the opportunity for a miracle in our lives. I've never, as a young man, prayed for a miracle. What I rather pray for reward, for God to reward me for what I have done. But these days, it all dovetails into the first story that we had.
Yeah.
But let's move on, see if we can pack as many stories.
Yeah. Page 6 of the Vanguard has this one here that says, Ondo Court remand suspected kid robbers, nicknamed Oyenusi, Anini, Osumbo, mothers.
Yeah, okay. This story looks ordinary, but you need to see the photograph of this kid.
It's almost like it's the same pattern we're treating this morning. Like
same pattern.
Yeah.
Ojo Sunday, 16, is known as Oyenusi. Timileyin, 13, is known as Anini. Timileyin, 22, Omoni Ogundere, 17, aka Osumbo. Ayodele, 18. Yabo, this moves me to tears. And then maybe the leader of the gang is a 36-year-old guy. Now look at the other part that would move you mothers
to tears
and almost make you collapse.
That's right.
It says, the mothers of the two of the defendants allegedly make charms to fortify them for operations and prevented their arrest by security agents. And the mothers of these 16 whatever even now do charms for their children. So this would give you a fair idea of how far down we are. If you don't wake up now, we are close to the precipice. If you don't wake up, we'll be worse than Haiti. If you don't wake up, we'll be wiped out of the map. We'll just be a bunch of 200 million people that other people don't want to relate to in the world. Nigeria needs to wake up. So this happened in Ondo State. For those who are young, you don't know that Oyenusi, Anini, and Osumbo were the worst armed robbers we ever had.
These were notorious armed robbers.
And these are the role models for these kids. These are the role models for these
even
kids.
Answering their names.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah. Here we go again. Page 18 has a story here that says Governor Matawalle's wasteful spending. It's an editorial.
Yes, I will just skip it because of time so we can take more news. But it's an editorial. I think you should read. The governor is accused of wasteful spending. This governor bought He bought 260 expensive cars, including Cadillac Escalades, which he procured as gifts to traditional rulers in the midst of this poverty. 260 expensive cars. Cadillac Escalade is what it was.
Zamfara, by the way, is one of the poorest, maybe the second poorest.
Yes.
In Nigeria.
Yes.
I mean, just so for context, maybe the second.
Yes.
It used to be the first, but now maybe the second or third, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me add something. Can I?
Yes, please.
This man also, this governor also, sponsored over 70 Islamic clerics to Saudi Arabia. To do what? To pray for the return of peace in Zamfara. All the money you'd have used for development, you've used it to buy expensive cars. Then you send the imams to go pray for peace.
We can go on.
I don't know. I sometimes ask myself, you know, how one found himself in this kind of situation in this country.
Yeah.
Look at the news that we read this morning. It's a reflection of a terrible situation.
Again, another wasteful spending.
Terrible situation.
The culture.
Terrible situation. 260. Even though, you see, that's why all these people talk about constitution. I'm sorry to say, in a military government, no governor would do that. He can't. Because even if the president did it, he would have the Supreme Military Council to account to. He can't. Now, I'm not advocating, I'm just making a comparison, and I'm doing it under complete frustration at the situation that we found ourselves in. But let's move on to another story.
Well, we're going to The Nation. Let's take The Nation newspaper. APC gets petition to disqualify Abiodun. That's Governor of Ogun State.
Yes. There's this thing going on with Governor Abiodun, and there's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo going on. But the governor has a social responsibility to own up to certain things and make things clear. If he's going to apologize for what he's done in the past, so be it. But don't hide under this legal, this is time bad, and it's this and it's that. There's a moral obligation, sir. It's not just about legality. There's morality, the example we want to give to our youth. When we put somebody up there as a leader, then we expect a minimum requirement. And that is what is expected of you, Your Excellency. So if you've done things in the past, you can jolly well apologize. We would then understand, not hiding under whether it is time bad or is this, is that. Come out clearly. State which schools you attended and the ones you didn't attend. If you've had any questions to ask in the past, state them clearly. Apologize so that our youth know that this is the way to, you know, because you're a leader, sir. Rather than hide under this legal time bad and whatever situation. But can I go?
No, we have one more. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Needless buck passing. It's an editorial here in The Nation.
Well, the same thing will apply because we can't do just about a minute more. We can't do a thorough analysis. But this is predicated on our ministers who have refused to resign. How Ngige has declared, Amechi has declared. That is a conflict.
Come and be going now.
That is a conflict. Where are you going to have the time to be a good minister or to be an effective minister and also be an aspirant? I don't understand these things. Don't we have gentlemanly things? It's not just about the law. And what is worse about this all, the editorial states, and I agree with them, the president so far has said nothing.
Yeah, right. What's coming up at 9? Well, now we have to go.
Okay.
You are exhausted, Abi.
I'm exhausted.
I know, I can see.
I'm crying inside. And then I also have fear. I'm afraid. I don't know what is ahead for us. But anyway, at 9 o'clock, I'm bringing a traditionalist. We want to take a look at the death of the Alaafin.
Okay.
And its implications and so many other things like that.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. It's the work we do.
It
deals with us sometimes that we can't even handle ourselves. Well, tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow should be lighter, I hope.
We hope. Maybe I'll let you choose the stories tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You see, because this is what this profession does to you. It keeps prodding you. Mm-hmm. You pick something that will give you a problem. The job has to be done.
The job has to be done, actually. Thank you for being a part of this. We'll be back tomorrow at 7:30. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm Sheriff. Let's take a break right now. Then we do Health Thursday. Good morning to you.
When opportunity knocks, doing answers.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.